I mean, I'll be in college for.
Let me start a just a new topic, kind of to break up the monotony of just pounding through all the malachos. That's on one hand, just, you know, need a little break. And two is also because Amil Anachri actually gives us an interesting opportunity to deal with sort of like what's our relationship to the malacha in terms of like what we, you know, what you're trying to accomplish versus, you know, and your involvement in it to sort of what ends up happening and like the actual, you know, say Maisa Malacha or Chefta Shal Malacha that ends up occurring, right? And in Amil Anachri, sort of, you know, right off the bat, one of the sort of questions, the main chakira is going to be, what do you guys think? Key question, what's the problem? Or where's the locus of the problem going to be? So, yeah, all right.
I guess the question will be whether the problem is in the work being done or the problem is in the you telling someone to do the work.
Exactly, right? Is the problem in what ends up happening, right? The fact that the work gets done and you made the guy do the malacha? Or is it simply, right, you told him to do it and it's us of you to tell him to do it, right? The emphasis on the, you know, your involvement versus the end result. Right? That's really the key question that you sort of have to ask in all these cases and all across the board is, you know, is the problem that I'm telling the guy to do the malacha, or is the problem that now the guy's going to go and do the malacha on Shabbos? Okay, so first, right, now it's like sort of zoom out. Just, okay, we have this thing. There's an Isra of Mir Lanachri. Question number one is always, you know, is it Daraisa or Darabana? Okay, normally we don't have to ask that question by Mir Lanachri when we think about it because we all know that it's Darabana. But, you know, actually not so Pashat. I can just move the window all the way to the side here. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Ubayom ha rishon mikra kodesh, ubayom ha shvi'i mikra kodesh yelachem, kom lacha lo ye ase bahem, ach asher yochal lachol nefesh hu levado ye ase lachem." Okay, so the pasuk says that that you on yantif not only can you not do malacha, but it's kom lacha lo ye ase bahem. Right, no malacha should be done on the chag. Right, it's the passive. It's our reflexive. No, I'm not going to say grammar words because I always mix them up. But it's right. Work should not be done on them. It's not that you can't do the work. Right, the work is not allowed to occur. So the Mechilta Darshins from this. Oh, I'm just going to do that. The Mechilta Darshins. You can't do it, and your friend can't do malacha, and a guy can't do your malacha either. Ata omer kein, o ino ela lo tase ata, velo yase chavercha, viase goy malachtecha. Tamulomer sheshish yam tase malachtecha. Halamata vechol malacha lo yase behem, lo tase ata, velo yase chavercha, velo yase goy malachtecha. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says that right, we already know they're not allowed to do malacha, right? Kol malacha lo yaseh. It must be something more, right, than just lo taseh kol malacha. So must be that it's coming to include, right, even the malacha of a guy for you. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, in tzarech, halo kvar nemar zachorat yom ha-shabbat v'kodsho, v'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. Right, basically, come to the conclusion that, you know, this Mechilta says, look, there's, you know, there's an Isra Malacha through a guy. Okay, so how seriously do we take this, right? Yeah, all right.
Does Rav Yonatan say that a goy can't do Malacha for you? He didn't say it explicitly, does he?
The Lashon is very unclear, but he says, right, Ma'im Shabbos Chamura Inata Mozar. Right, and then it says, oh, Kamash Malan, Tamalomar Kamalacha Loya Sebehem. So you are Mozar. It's a very backwards Latin language. I had to read it like 10 times
but
before I got
isn't it like there would have been a call to Chomer, but there is this Pasuk?
Well, he's saying like, I would have assumed, obviously, from Shabbos to Yantif, that just like on Shabbos, there's no Isser of Amir Lenachri. Deraisa, there's no Isser on Yantif, but the Pasuk here says that Yilo Yaseh.
Okay, right? Fine.
So now it must be that even Shabbos has it. So the Kal V'Chomer sort of works backwards and not onto Shabbos.
Backwards. That's crazy. Okay, yeah. So then we learn from Yontif to Shabbos that there right. is an issue of Amir Lenachri.
Right. Yontif Akal, Din Hu Sholote Mozar Amalech Esgoi B'Malachtecha, Tamal Omer Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bahem. Okay, Yomtov, right? Right?
Gotcha.
You know, so you see, and then, you know, Shabbos also. Rabbi Yonatan's sort of limud is a little bit confusing. You know, I'm not really sure, like, why he's sort of, what's, like, the difference between him and Rabbi Yoshia? I'm not totally sure about that. Rabbi Yoshia sort of says, oh, I would have assumed not. Right? Kamash Malan, oh, it says Shabbos already told me that there's an Isra Malacha. Now, Lo Yaseh adds on. As opposed to Rabbi Yonasan, who sort of says, oh, you know, Lo Yaseh clearly means Amir Lenachri. And then we can apply it to Shabbos. It's just sort of like, according to Rav Yoshia, I would say like the difference is that according to Rav Yoshia, it's not so obvious. You know, it's like much more of a chiddush. I would have kind of assumed, oh, lo yaseh means don't do malacha, right? But we already have lo tasa malacha, so, right? Halamato v'chol malacha lo yaseh must be something more, right? Which is, you know, v'lo yaseh goy malachtecha. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, when it says lo yaseh, I would have assumed, of course, that there's no Isser of Mir Lenachri. And then the Pasuk says, lo yaseh, because of Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't say anything about it. And then from lo yaseh, it's like, wow, no Amir Lenachri. Okay, it must apply to Shabbos too. So it's sort of like our baseline assumption, according to Vyoshia, is that, you know, we wouldn't have assumed Amir Lenachri. But since malach is already aser, and lo yaseh must mean afilu malach es lo yaseh goy malach techa, right? As opposed to Rabbi Yonasan and saying, like, no, like, when it's, lo yaseh is very clearly no malach ay de goy. Is there like a more of a, you know, like nafkamina between them? I'm not sure.
I had thought that Rabbi Yonasan was saying that we learn Yoyaseh for Yantif, and then Shabbos is so chamor, so we kind of just it learns itself, like because it's so chamor.
He's saying we learn Shabbos from Kal V'Chomer of Yantif.
Oh wow, okay.
Right, he's saying, oh, if it's true by Yantif, it must be true on Shabbos as well. But it's just very, you know, it's according to Rabbi Yoshia, we're sort of we shy away from this drasha. But then, since we already, you know, we're taught Isra Malacha, Mimela, we're kind of stuck saying, Lo Yaseh Goy Malachtecha. Right? Said Isra Malacha, and now it says Lo Yaseh. So I guess it must be that Lo Yaseh means even Afilu Ayde Nachri. According to Rabbi Yonasan, Lo Yaseh just means Ayde Nachri. It just, the Pasuk said it. There's no like drasha involved. The drasha, according to Rabbi Yonasan, is to apply it to Shabbos. Right? The Chiddush is to apply it to Shabbos, but the Pasuk said it by Yontif. According to Rav Yoshia, I kind of need to like tease it out that, oh, Lo Yaseh really means Amir Lenach. Right? Now, potentially, you could, you know, according to Rav Yonasan, it's just a more explicit in the Pasuk, and which could really matter. According to Rav Yoshia, it's sort of something we're kind of teasing out, we're sort of speculating a little bit, which could help with the question of, is it really Daraisa or is it Nasmachta, right? Just because you have a drasha, not every drasha is Din Daraisa. Sometimes a drasha is an Nasmachta. It's saying, oh, like you see like a hint of this idea in the Pasuk, or you could like, you know, darshan out of the Pasuk, even though it's not, you know, we don't darshan. According According to Rabbi Yoshia's reading, it's a lot easier to argue that Rabbi Yoshia is saying a drasha, an asmachta, I think, right? Because he's sort of saying, oh, in a chenami, it's saying don't do malacha, but since, right, ata omer keino, ino elo lo tasa ata, la tasa chavercha v'yasa goy malachtecha, tamu lomar shishiz yam tasa malacha, right? Ha lo mata v'chom malacha lo yasa behem has to be even including lo yasa ha-goy malachtecha. But it's like a chiddush. So you could say, oh, that extra chiddush is really just an asmachta. According to Rabbi Yonasan, it sounds like the pasuk just said straight out, lo yaseh. Lo yaseh means lo yaseh. Right? Also, according to Rabbi Yonasan, the nature of the Isra Malacha is lo yaseh malacha. Right? Malacha is just, you can't have malacha happen. As opposed to, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Isra is primarily don't do malacha. And not only can't you do malacha, but you can't even have people do malacha for you. It's an expansion. According to Rionis, it sounds more inherent. Yeah, but that's again, that's not so so critical for our limud. It's that's just more speculative on understanding the mechelta. Okay, so how do we treat this? How do we approach the shitos, the mechelta? Do we think it's a real drasha or not? So the Sefer HaMitzvos Gadol, the Smag, so he says, oh, the Mechilta says, you know, this. In Maser lo, kol malacha lo yasa behen, lo tahasa ata, lo yasa chavecha, lo yasa hagoy malacha, malachtecha, mashma mikan, osu esrola niach legoy lasos malachto, biyom tovu b'shabes, doraisa. Right? Sounds like it should be doraisa. In Maser lo yisrola hamalacha me'erev Shabbos, it would be mutter, right? Ubilvad shebe beiso shel goy kasha b'yarnu b'alchol Shabbos, and it goes in a little bit of Hilchos Amir l'Nachri. Amnam yesh lo mar she asmachta ba'alma. You could say it's an asmachta. Sheim haisa min ha-Torah lo hayu matirin chacham min la'asosa af b'beiso shel goy, af mazr me'er Shabbos. V'lashon lo ye'aseh ha-kasa v'Torah mochiach tzash u'drasha gemura. Right? It says, but sounds like, Torah says lo ye'aseh, right? Sounds like it's daraisa. So the smag really seems to come out on the side of saying that it's mamash din doraisa, that amir l'nachrin on Shabbos is asur. Okay, the Reim also seems to go in this direction, right? Tani b'chilta kol malacha lo yasa behem lo tasa ata lo yasa chavercha v'lo yasu ha'ovid kochavim malachtecha lamadnu mikan she asur li yisrael lahaniach ha'ovid kochavim lasos malachto bein b'yom tov bein b'Shabbos midoraisa. Okay, so there's an isur doraisa. He says seems very pretty strongly in that favor, more strongly than the smag, that it's usher for the Jew to let the guy do malacha for him on Shabbos. Okay? Now, but he adds in, right, Laman, usher min ha-Torah sh'yasa ha-obikuchavim ha-ish l'tzorach Yisrael b'Shabbos, lo l'chabit es ha-bayis afilu b'keil shol ha-obikuchavim, v'lo l'hoti k'der shol Yisrael chutz min ha-gachalas v'chol zeh malacha Yisrael mikri, right? V'ad etan, obikuchavim shabal l'chabos, so like in the house of Yisrael, let's say you have your house is on fire and a guy comes to put it out. In omrim lo chabeh ve'al techabeh, pirish in tzarech lomar lo al techabeh hasam, haynutayma hahu kivoy ina malacha min ha-Torah, sheyia malacha shein etzrich legufa, lo chayev ala kivoy, he says, oh, it's a malacha shein etzrich legufa, and that's why it's okay. But it's only because it's a malacha shein etzrich legufa that it's okay, because it's a doraisa, it can't be matin es doraisa just because of hefzit. V'hadda amrina le'el, amir lo'ovid k'chavim shvos. It's the Gemara says that amir lo'nachri is only an Isra d'Rabbanan. V'isura de'oraisa v'she'ina melechet Yisrael ka'amar. Right? It's only true, that's only true if kigon omrim lo'ovid k'chavim tase ish shelcha le'tzorchi. I make a fire for my benefit, but in your own kelim. Inami, yishlomar k'rad, ma'isin in hocha asmachtam. He says, oh, also it's possible that it's an asmachtam. Okay, so the Yireyim says, wait a second, I have all these Gemaras that seem to say Amir L'Nachri is Rabbanan. I have a Mechilta that says it's Daraisa. So he says, I can split it, and I can say Amir L'Nachri when it comes to an Isser De'oraisa is only true, it's only Usser when the guy is doing it with your things, in your house, right, with your Kalim. If he's doing it with his own stuff for your benefit, that would be okay. Midoraisa. Okay? Tase ish shelcha litzorchi. Okay, I think this, just want to check the smog again. He mentions, yes, sorry. Yeah, good. Right? So he says, the smag said, right, just any amir l'nachri, telling the guy to do a malacha would be aser, right? Lo ye aseh, right? The malacha should not happen on your behalf, even if you shouldn't cause malacha to happen on Shabbos, as opposed to the Urayim, who says, oh, maybe it's only if the guy's using your kalim. Now, why might that be very significant? So in the world of Isurei D'oraisa, right, why might Amir L'Nachri be Asa?
Well, Ari and I came up with a few svaros for why it might be Asa D'oraisa. We said it might be that it falls under that vague category of like not Shabbos stick, that it doesn't feel like a good thing to be doing on Shabbos. So the Torah says you shouldn't do it. That's one possibility. Another is that by telling a non-Jew to do work for you, or by even hiring a non-Jew to do work for you, it's kind of like an extension of yourself, and so it's very similar to you doing the work yourself.
Okay, very good. Right, you know I'm gonna board it. Can we do work? In. Let's just do a whiteboard, right? So what we're saying is like this, right? It could be a problem because it's, right, Amir L'Nachri. Whoops, why is it? I want to draw. Let me draw. Not letting me draw. Okay, Amir L'Nachri. So, on the one hand, we have, right, it's undermines Kedusha Shabbos, right? Say, Midin Kedusha Shabbos, right? It undermines Shabbos and sort of in the general sort of, not Shabbistic, or it makes Shabbos like Chol, or things like that. One option, right? Option number two is to say, option number two was it's an extension of yourself, right? Very good. Right, your shliach, right, your representative, right, is an extension of yourself. Now, very good. Because, right, what's how does that work out with what we've been saying so far? How would you fit things into there?
If it's an extension of yourself, then it should matter perhaps that it's being done with your own kelim. Whereas if it's midin kedushat Shabbat, then it's really just you shouldn't be cheating, basically. So even if it's their own fire, then it's still kind of cheating, undermining the kedusha of Shabbos.
Okay, very good. Right. I'm gonna add in one more thing into the start in a second, but exactly if it's an extension of you. So A, right, we could say, right, it's dafka with your kalim, right, with your kalim. And therefore, if it's your kalim, right, that makes it more of an extension of you. Right, what's the famous shita that that thinks that you're using your kalim on Shabbos is a problem?
Isn't that Beit Shammai who says that?
Exactly, right? Shitas Beishama Beishitas Kalim. Right? We know your Ata Vinchovitecha Avtcha Vamatcha Vahemtcha Vagercha Shebesharecha, right? Are part of the Isra of Lotasa Komalacha. Beishama, I think that your Kalim also are included. And Beisilah say that they're not. According to the Urayim, essentially, this is an extension of Shvisas Kalim, right? Beisilah say, oh, well, there's no such din of Shvisas Kalim. So you could say it in two ways. You could say there's no din of Shvisas Kalim because your Kalim just aren't Shayach to the Olam of Shvisa, right? Because they're not people. Or you could say, oh, your Kalim aren't Shayach because your Kalim don't do a Maisa Malacha. Whichever human is using them is doing the Malacha. And if you set them up before Shabbos, so the Malacha was done before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, right? If that's your argument, so either you could say this is really just Shvisas Kelim with a Maisa, and that Beis Shammai, the Hillel are Modet to Beis Shammai, that if you have a guy do the Maisa Malacha with your Kelim on Shabbos, so your Kelim are doing a Maisa on Shabbos, right? On the other hand, you could say, right, not quite as like inside that mishpetzet of Shvitas Beis Shammai, and just like saying, oh, Beis Hillel argue on only on like the fact that there's no Maisa. But Beis Hillel said, yeah, technically your kelim aren't bechlal, right? Aren't bechlal. But if you have the guy doing the malacha for you with your kelim on Shabbos, right? So just like you can't have your animal do it, or you can't have your kid or your eved do the malacha on Shabbos, there's also a din that you're just like your household is supposed to do bishoveis. So too, right? Your the amir lenachri is part of that picture. If you tell a guy to do it with your kelim, so that's an extension of you. Right? Either it's because of your kalim, because the isser is really on the kalim, not even on the guy, right? It's not the problem isn't that the guy is doing malacha for you, it's that your kalim are being used for your own benefit for a malacha, or it's just that, right, as an extension of you, right, it's, right, the guy is doing malacha. So it's like a din in, like, ata vincha uvitecha, right? It's like shvisas behema and shvisas avdo. Right? Or you could say, right, it's like an extension of, right, it's like a parallel, or it's Shvisas Kalim plus, right, Maisa Malacha or Maisa Adam. Right? Normally Shvisas Kalim without any Maisa Adam is going to be mutter according to Beis Hillel, but if there's a Maisa Adam for your own benefit, so that brings the kelim, right? If the kelim are being used for your benefit under your direction, so then it brings it back into the world of avdecha, of matcha, behemtecha, v'gercha, sher b'sharecha. Okay, so it's an extent essentially saying, so I would actually change the lashon though of the him being an extension of you. He's like an extension of your bias, right? I mean, it's not like, oh, he's your yada richta. We're really saying that the shlias is an extension of your household, right? Now, obviously, you can then say that your household is also an extension of you, but that already is taking teams on the question of shvisas behema and shvisas avdo, which we talked about a while ago. Okay, now one other and a different option, right? And, you know, other than midin kedusha Shabbos, which is like, oh, it's the fact that malacha is being done on Shabbos is problematic. So kedusha Shabbos, the non-Shabbistic idea, is more note, I think, towards the idea that you're sort of, right, personally undermining kedusha Shabbos towards yourself, right? Now, an alternative way to say it is that it undermines Kedusha Shabbos klape chutz. Meaning, objectively, right, it's a yom shvisa, it's a yom menucha, right? Kishesh is yom asa Hashem asa shamayim v'asarat of yom ha-shvi Shabbos v'yinafash. Today is Shabbos. Today, malacha is objectionable to the nature of Shabbos. And then memela, causing malacha to happen, right, is not just that it undermines your own, you know, keeping of Shabbos and the own sanctity of Shabbos klape pnim, but also it just undermines Kedusha Shabbos as a chalos, as a chefta, right? You're pogea in Shabbos by causing people to do malacha on Shabbos. So the guy's not mitzvah on Shabbos, right? But if you are causing someone to do malacha on Shabbos, so that undermines the Kedusha of Shabbos. Not because you did a maisa malacha, right? But because you caused a malacha was caused to happen by you, right? If it's more of a Shabbos dick problem, so the problem is more klape pnim, that you are, you know, sort of belittling Shabbos by doing it, right? So I'll just split this one into, are you objectively, right? Is it objective, right? And the maisa malacha is pogea? Or is it subjective, right? And it's, right, your involvement right, it's your involvement is right, not Shabbos day. Right, is pogea. Why should we say that? Why does that matter? Right, because there's going to be a big difference between these two sides. Why? Ari?
If you set it up before Shabbos, maybe the subjective side wouldn't necessarily be such a problem.
Exactly, right? If you were to do, let's say you were to do the Amir al-Nachri before Shabbos, subjectively, right, you're not really being involved in the melacha on Shabbos. So in terms of the pgia for Kavod Shabbos or Kedusha Shabbos, that's not really happening. If it's kol melacha lo yeyaseh, right, melacha is not allowed to happen on Shabbos, objectively, so telling the guy to do melacha on Shabbos is going to be a problem, right? And I think that's definitely going to be an issue. Let's say also sort of the opposite is like, let's say you tell someone, the guy on Shabbos to do a melacha after Shabbos, right? So no melacha happened on Shabbos, but you're involved in melacha, in dealing with melacha on Shabbos, right? Maybe that's going to be a problem, okay? Fine. So that's definitely very, I think very, very significant. And again, if you think it's midin, right, the shliach, you know, is an extension of your household, then it's only going to be a problem if he does it on Shabbos, right? But it wouldn't be, if you say before Shabbos that he should do the malacha, that's not going to change anything, right? There's either way, right? If your animal is, someone takes your animal to do malacha on Shabbos before Shabbos, it doesn't change the fact that it's doing malacha on Shabbos, right? And if someone takes your animal on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos, it's like a chana problem maybe, but it's, there's no, right? There's no Isser of Shisa's Behema. So if it's a din of the Shliach is an extension of your household, then it's only going to be a problem if it actually happens on Shabbos, right? And the Amira isn't the issue. The issue is only the Malacha. If it's a din, objective din, then Dafka, it's the Malacha again. If you think it's a subjective din and it's your involvement, then Dafka, the issue is not going to be on the fact that the Nachri is doing the Malacha. It's going to be in the Amira, the Nachri, right? So they're discussing it with the Nachri and being mitzaveh him to do to do the malacha, right? That's on the level of the Raisa. Okay, I think the smag, I think the Urayim, right? The Urayim's got to go over here, right? And the smag, I think, is going to go over here, right? Lo ye'aseh, his emphasis on lo ye'aseh definitely sounds like he thinks it's objective, right? Right. Malacha is just intolerable on Yontif, and therefore you can't have someone else do it, the guy do it, because then there's still malacha happening on Shabbos Yontif. That's how I would be inclined to take the smack. Okay. Now, 1 second. So let's go back to the sharing. Skip over the Ramban. On the other hand, the Rambam, right, says, not the Raisa, the Ramban also said it was Darabanan. But the Rambam says it's Darabanan. Why? Asur lomar legoy lasus lanu malacha b'Shabbos, afo pisha inu mitzuvah ala Shabbos, afo pisha amar lo kodem haShabbos, even if you told him before Shabbos, afo pisha inu tzarech l'osa malacha elo la'achar Shabbos, and even if you're telling it to him l'tzorech after Shabbos, so you can't tell him before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos, you can't tell him on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos, v'davar zeh asur midivrei sofrim, Kedoshale hey Shabbos kala beinehen viavo lasos baatzman. Right, and the answer, the reason why is because Shalei hey Shabbos kala beinehen viavo lasos baatzman. It's mezalzal Shabbos. It's pogea on the cover of Shabbos. Right, it makes Shabbos cheaper if you're involved in the malacha, and therefore you can't tell the guy before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos or on Shabbos to do after Shabbos, because any involvement in either way is going to be a problem. Right, so for the Rambam, I think the right the svara is exactly what Yara was saying, right? That it's pogeya in the kedusha of Shabbos in the personal sense, right? It belittles Shabbos, and then we're worried that you're gonna start doing malacha yourself because you've now denigrated Shabbos. And once you're able to do all the malachos, right? But imagine if you could do all malachos, you just had to do a shinui, right? So at the end of the day, okay, Shabbos wouldn't be Shabbos, and then you just do malacha for real. Yeah, all right.
Doesn't the Rambam, though, say that the real issue is that maybe you'll come to do it yourself? It sounds like the only reason it's an issue that it's going to become kala be'enav or whatever is that it'll lead you to do the malacha yourself.
Right, but it's shelo yehi Shabbos kala be'enav, right? It denigrates Shabbos, and therefore, here's the thing. If it was just we're worried that he's going to go and do it himself right then, so it should only be asur on Shabbos for Shabbos, right?
Okay.
But it's the Rambam says, Lashem, you're right. Meaning the Pasha, when you first see the Rambam, the Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is, right, let's put it back up. It's a chashash. It's a gezira shema yasa ba'atzma. Right? The easiest, it's also like very easy way to explain the whole iser if you think it's Darabanan. It's an iser gezira shema yasa ba'atzma. And then just mamela, you can't do right anything on Shabbos that. Or you can't tell the guy to do it for you on Shabbos because if the guy goes and you say, oh, guy, can you light this candle? And the guy comes and lights the candle, at some point you're going to be like, why am I calling the guy to light the candle? I'll just do it myself, right? Because that's the way it works, right? If I can make it happen, then I can make it happen. And then, okay, the guy's not here for a few minutes. Whatever, I'm not going to wait for him. If I can tell him to do it, I can do it myself. Why not? And the Rambam doesn't quite say that, right? The Rambam says, she'asur midivrei sofrim. Also, lashon of divrei sofrim is important. Because divrei sofrim in the Rambam means this in-between level between Daraisa and Darabanan. It could be Darabanan, but its authority level is divrei sofrim. The Rambam says it's there's Daraisa, there's divrei sofrim, and then there's Darabanan. And divrei sofrim is sometimes midaraisa and sometimes Darabanan, depending on what we're dealing with. Different cases are different. It's either a low-level Daraisa or a high-level Darabanan. Okay? It's a very interesting idea in general in the Rambam. It's midivrei sofrim. Kedei shelo tehei Shabbos kala be'einehen v'yavau lasot ba'atman. Rambam basically says, look, just you can't do malacha b'shinoi, because if you do malacha b'shinoi, then right, you basically can just do malacha. So you can't have amir l'nachri on Shabbos, because then you're basically involved in malacha that undermines the integrity of Shabbos. And mamela, that would make you do malacha. So midivrei sofrim, right, just very high level derabanan, says you can't do it. Okay, now I think that's right. That's more than I am. I am kind of going beyond just the most minimalist definition way you could have read the Rambam, but I think that the divrei sofrim and the fact that it's right, it's not that, oh, shelo yavolazos, shelo yehi Shabbos kala be'enehem. If you can do it, then it just undermines the whole concept of Isra Malacha, right, and the Kedusha of Shabbos. And then, why not just do the Malacha? We're not worried that if I let, if you do this, then you'll come to do that. It undermines the whole idea of Isra Malacha as a whole. So in terms of the, our chart, right, I'm going to say that, I would put this over here. Say the Rambam thinks that it's not so much, it's your involvement, but it's your involvement in a very broad sense. Right? I should probably even make it a different color, although I don't know if I'm allowed to do that on, yes, I can. Make it blue. Okay. Right, Rambam says, "Shelo yehi kala be'enav." Right, v'yase. That's terrible. Sorry about the handwriting. Right, so for the Rambam, it's derabanan, it's midivrei sofrim, but it's your involvement is the problem, right? But it's also what's interesting. He includes, right, telling a guy before Shabbos to do it on Shabbos as involvement, right? You would have thought that if it's about your amira, so it's not just your amira. It's either one, according to the Rambam, right? Bein Amira, bein the Malacha are going to be a problem. Okay, now the... Now look at... Now Rashi comes up with like a, has a different definition, which I like a lot. So the, says Rashi. So like a different takes a different track, okay? Rashi says, Kiva Dizavna Kanye, the initial Yisrael, Mushim Lutheran, okay, skip down here. Masha Asli Yisrael Lomar the Ovid Kochavim, Aseli Kach Vekach, Zehu Mishum Mimso Chafatzecha Vidaber Davar, Dibur Aser. Says Rashi, why can't you do Amir Lenachri on Shabbos? There's a din called Amir Vidaber Davar. You're not allowed to talk about Malacha on Shabbos. You can't ask, talk about somebody, oh, tomorrow, do you think we can, you know, I want to hire you tomorrow to go do XYZ, right? Tomorrow I'm going to go and do XYZ malach. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about malach on Shabbos. And therefore, Mimila, you can't tell a guy to do malach because it's Daber Davar. It's part of the general Isser of Daber Davar. Now, what's Gishmak about that? Okay? Is that for Rashi, right? What's the Isser on? Entirely.
Talking.
Right. It's the Amira, right? And the Amira is Usr because of this Isser Midivri Nevi'im, right? You're not allowed to do business, the business deals, and you're not allowed to talk about doing malachos on Shabbos, right? It's Isser Midivri Nevi'im. And it's Daber Davar. If you're doing Amira Lenachri, so you're telling the guy that you want him to do a malacha, that's Usr as part of Daber Davar, right? You're not allowed to tell people to do malacha or talk about doing malacha on Shabbos. So on one hand, it's very great because it's sort of like, oh, where's the Isser from? It's Isser Darabanan, but it's Isser Darabanan Midivrei Nevi'im, right? That's a very clear Isser. The nature of the Malacha Isser is totally, right, Vidaber Davar, that you can't, right, you can't be Osek in talking about the Malacha and things that are Osir, which in a certain sense is very much also a din in like the Kedusha Shabbos, right? But again, it's only in the Dibur. According to the Rambam, right, the Rambam's Chiddush, which is, I think, very clever, is that it allows you to expand it to both the Maisa and the Amira, right? According to Rashi, it's only the Amira. So if you were to do it before Shabbos, there'd be no Daber Davar. So telling someone before Shabbos to do a Malacha on Shabbos would be Mutter, right? According to this. Because there's no Daber Davar before Shabbos, right? And telling someone on Shabbos to do a Malacha after Shabbos would be totally Aser, because you're telling him to do Malacha. That's the Gufa, right? That's the classic case of Daber Davar. So telling a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos is also Daber Davar. Okay? So, right, it's Kolel, right, Mice, Rambam says Kolel, Maisa, and Amira. Right, Rashi says, oh, Daber Davar. I'm going to put the Rashi here. Rashi says, "V'daber davar." Right, so Amira only is going to be Aser, because it's entirely us. The Iser is the fact that you're talking to him about malacha. It doesn't really matter whether he does the malacha or whether you're telling him to do the malacha after Shabbos, right? Yeah, Rachel.
I just had a question on Rashi, because before he quoted the Mechilta and the whole question of, is it D'oraisa, Mismachta, etc. And now he's talking about Divrei Sofrim in his parish in the Gemara. So is he like just, is he not taking the position?
Where did Rashi quote?
Well, I guess the Ramban quotes Rashi saying that he said that he quoted the Mechilta, or where he talked about Amir Lagai at least, and then Ramban quotes the Mechilta. That little Ramban you had.
No, the Rashi says afilo ayde achirim. The Ramban is bothered, right? He says, wait a second, I don't know. If he's talking about achirim or yisraelim, but they're asr anyway. And if he's referencing the mechilta, right? If he's right, she'im mitam oso beisr musar alav mishum lefnei iver. And if you're saying that it's because you're causing Jews to do malacha, that's lefnei iver. That's nothing to do with v'lo yaseh, right? And then he says, ve'im achirim halalu gayim. He says, I don't have what Rashi is talking about. Rashi says you can't have other people do it. Who are these other people? If they're Jews, they're already Mozart. If they're Gaim, it's only Midrabanan. right?
Okay, I assume that he had quoted.
And then Ramban says, oh, well, I found this is Mechilta. You know, maybe Rashi's talking about that. But then Mechilta obviously is only an Asmachta, so I don't know what Rashi's talking about.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So you could also, he can quote the Mechilta, by the way. The easiest answer is that Rashi is quoting the Mechilta, and it's an Asmachta, and like, he's giving you a Perash al Torah, right? So it's a nice Mechilta. Just like the Mechilta said it, Rashi can say it, and it's an Asmachta. I think it's like a little bit unfair to hold Rashi to higher standard than the Mechilta. So what we have here is, right, is this, the Rambam basically said, I can expand it to any sort of involvement, because it's all about undermining Kedusha of Shabbos. Rashi says, oh, well, it is about undermining the Kedusha of Shabbos, but only because of the already familiar concept of Vidaber Davar. You're not allowed to talk about doing Malacha. Meila, the Amira is Aser. The Asiya, the actual Malacha, is not really the problem, right? The problem is the Amira Lenachri. So Amira Lenachri is this. Okay. Now, what's interesting also, just always, this is a bit of a conundrum, is Rashi elsewhere says, "My time masharei lemesav lenachri harehu shlucho," right? Lisanu b'Shabbes. Rashi says that explaining why there's like an isser of giving like a letter to a guy or something to carry for the guy to carry into Rosh Tarabim, but the guy. Right, Amir Lenachri for du hotza is going to be shlucho lisa enu b'Shabbes. It's shlucho for hotza, right? So Rashi's not saying it's not because of daber davar. It's that the guy is your shliach to do a malacha, right? Now we're going to need another more space on the whiteboard. Right, but according to this Rashi, right, it's not that the Amira's aser. It's that the
Maser.
Right. The Maisa Malach is Aser, and it's Aser because he's my Shliach. Right? And it seems like, right, the idea is essentially, you're not allowed to do Malacha yourself. Shlucho Shaladim Kamoso. So it's as if you're doing Malacha. Obviously, it's not going to be Midaraisa, it's not Malacha. It's like Shlucho Midarabanan. But, right, it says the Hagos Mamunios, Aser Litian Lenachri Maos Barav Shabbos Sheyiknelo Lamachar B'yomashot. Ki Yish Shlichos Lenachri Lechumra. We have a din. That midaraisa ein shlichus lenachri, you can't formally give a nachri, right, agency to perform dina, halachic actions on your behalf. However, midrabanan lechumra you can then, right. So we say, yish shlichus lenachri lechumra, and therefore he's your shliach to do this malacha shulchos shaladim kamoso. So it's like you're doing malacha, right? V'lo dami klala hani d'shay bes hilal im hashemesh, that you can give things to the guy to do malacha, to like clean on Erev Shabbos, because there the guy is doing it for himself. He's not doing it for you, right? He's doing it himself. He's like a washer and machine guy, and you pay him, right? So he's doing it for himself, right? Because he knows, because you're going to pay him for it. But if this is his work, not your work, right? That's his paranasa, and therefore it's not shaykh. But essentially, the problem is that he's doing shlichus, right? Now, what comes out of this is actually, right, very geschmack, right? In the question of like derabanan, let's get back our whiteboard. So we have over here, right, the idea of he's a shliach, not because he's an extension of your household, but right, shlichus l'anachri midrabana. I just, I guess, I should move the uraim further up. But whatever. Say, shlichus. Right, Rashi says, this is Rashi in Shabbos, this is Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Right, he's shlucho. He's your shliach, and therefore, obviously, the Maisa is the Isser, right? Rashi Shabbos. Just make that clear. Okay, so according to Rashi and Shabbos, he's your Shliach, and because he's your Shliach, Midrabanan, Shluch HaShaladam Kimoso in this case, and you just did, Mr. The Isser, Ayideh Shliach. So just like you're not allowed, you know, you're not allowed to do lots of things, Isurim Ali De Shliach. This is just another classic case of Isur Malacha, Isur Ali De Shliach. So you're right, Meikra Din, maybe Ain Shliach Tavar Aveira, but maybe that's not true for Sol for a guy. Ah, Ain Shlichus Legai, Yishlichus Legai Lechumra. Okay, so Midrabanan, there's Shlichus for the guy, and you're doing the Malacha, Ali De Shlichus. Right? Okay, now what's the Nafgamina going to be? If it's Din in Maisa, again, it should only be Usur if he does the Malacha on Shabbos, right? Interestingly, right, that's the exact opposite of what Rashi Vidaber Davar would say. According to the Dabar Davar, it should only be a problem if you do the Amir on Shabbos. According to Shlichos, it's only a problem if he actually does the Malacha on Shabbos, right? Okay? So it's Rashi in the Hagos Maimonios. So the, let's say like the key Chakira is right here is going to be, okay, is it the Amira Aser, or is the Shlichus going to be Aser? Is it Dabar Dabar, is it Shlichus? And then the Rambam sort of casts a much broader net that it just, as a whole, undermines Kiddush HaShabbos. Okay, now, yes, Ari.
Nope, I was waving to a passing father.
Oh, okay. That's always chashuv. Kibbut Avayim. Right, it's like chiddush that kibbut avayim isn't docha Shabbos. I need an explicit drasha. Azru chacham lomar lenachri lasus lano malacha b'Shabbos bein bechinam bein b'schar af al pi she'omer lo mikodem haShabbos she'asa b'Shabbos. Why? Right, she'anachri osa b'Shabbos who osa b'shlichos Yisrael. The guy is the shliach of the Yisrael doing to do the malacha af al pi she'ein omer ein meshlucha shaladim kamosam in haTorah el b'Yisrael. Right, medivrei sofer from yishlichos lenachri lechumra. Ah, okay. The ikar ha iser amira bein b'Shabbos bein b'Yom Tov ina ele midivreihem kidei shelo tei Shabbos kala be'inei ha'av yavo las ba'atzma. Right? What's geshmak? What's the nature of the iser? What's like the formal content of the nature of the iser, and what's the reason for the iser?
It seems that I think we mean by formal content is that you can't speak to him to tell him to do anything, but he sees the Nachri as a shliach also.
No, opposite, but good.
Okay.
That's important, yet logically correct. I don't think that's not what I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying. But because of that, we're actually gonna skip down to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Yishlomar, Amir la'akum de Asru Chazal. Why did dummy l'shlichus? Rabbi Akiva Eger says the iser is amira because it seems like shlichus, right? It feels, it tastes, if it looks like shlichus and acts like shlichus. So you say technically there's no shlichus, but midrabanan we say oh no shlichus right? It looks like shlichus, so it's also to do the amira. So what's the content of the iser? The content of the iser is the amira l'nachri. What's the reasoning of the Isser? Right? It's because it's Nechzi Kishlichus. So what happens, says the Rabbi Akiva Eger, therefore, the after in Shlichus Lenachri, Mikomakum Kivim Dibi Yisrael Kai Gavni Yishlichus Asru Chazal, Ube Achila, right? Let's say you were to tell a guy to go and, you know, go eat some chazer, right? Is that okay? So after the madam are yishlichus ledvar avira, mikomakom beochel chilev patred lo matzino zenene v'zem mischayev. Right, we said that zenene, that as long as that mesasik bechalam varayos is chayev shekeinene. Right, the mechayev is the hana. So if there's no shlichus relevant, so amir lenachri would be okay. Right, even so, Zer Bikivega, really the amira should be aser because the content of the iser is do not do Amir Lenachri. But it's only Aser because it's Mechzi Kishlichus, so they only Aser in cases where Shlichus is applicable. Masha'ink Mishamhachi lo Aser Amir Lenachri. As opposed to, let's say if I were to give a piece of meat to a guy on Shabbos, and I say, here, enjoy this piece of meat, go and cook it, have fun. So there I'm telling the guy to go cook on Shabbos for his own benefit. So that would be Aser because Shlichus to cook applies, right? But if I were to tell him, eat this Chazer, right? Eat this... why don't you eat this basar b'chalav, right? That wouldn't be amir l'nachri because no shlichos by eating, right? So what he's saying is fundamentally the Isser is because of Shlichus, right? But the actual Isser is the Amira. Okay? Now, interesting is that you could say that because of that, right, Rabbi Akiva Eiger could either be saying, oh, and therefore the Isser is on the Amira and not on the Maisa, or he could say, but the Isser is on the Amira, but only if there's also a Maisa. Right? I would be inclined sort of to say that Ladato, maybe you really need both. You need the Amira because the Isser is don't do Amira Lenachri, right? That's where Chazal goes there. But what you also need is you also need the Maisa because the whole point is that it's Dami L'Shlichos, right? That's why we asked it. So we're only going to ask it B'makom Shlichos. Maybe we'll also ask it B'makom that Shlichos really would have created a problem. So I think according to Rabbi Yeager, maybe either, you know, either if you did it before Shabbos, right? Or if you did Amira before Shabbos for him to do Malacha on Shabbos, I think we would say that's us, right? Because there's Amira. The Isser is Amira Lenachri to do an Isser. And the Isser would have happened. If you would have done it on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger might say that's okay. Mitam Amir Lenachri. Right? Because the Isser is the Amira, but it's because it's Kein Shlichos. Right? So the reason is Shlichos, but the content is Malacha. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Rav said the content of the Isser is Mitivrei Sofer Yesh Shlichos Lenachri Lechumra. But the reasoning is Shelo Yehei Shabbos Kala Be'ine Ha'am V'Yavo La'asos Ba'atzma. Right? It's the content is Shlichos, and the reasoning is Shelo Yehei Kala Be'ine Ha'am. Right? So the Isser is the Shlichos. Why do we want to attack in Shlichos? Because the reasoning is because it's going to make Shabbos into a free-for-all, right? So that's actually kind of like very much, right, very different than Rabbi Akiva Eiger, or sort of the opposite of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who's saying that the reasoning is Malacha. Yeah, yeah. And all right.
I'm worried that I'm stealing Ari's question because we might have been thinking of the same thing. But is there, would this Shlichut perhaps extend beyond just Shabbos? Do other things as well?
Yes, absolutely. The yes, 100%. The Gemara actually is worried, asks, oh, is there an Isser of Lotachzom Shor Bidisho by Amir Lenachri? Can you tell a guy muzzle its cow's mouth before the Harisha, for the Disha, because it's usher to do that, but it's only a lav, it's not chiyuv skila, so maybe not necessarily. But if the pashtus is, it applies across to other yisurim as well. Yeah, all right.
So you're not steering my question. But when Yair and I read the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we were a little bit confused because it seems like there are three separate, distinct yisurei derabanan, and I'm not exactly sure how you read them all in together. If you could pull it up, actually, it might be helpful. But in the first line, he says, one sec. In the first line, he says, right, so that's the say, right? So that's the telling. And then in the last line of the first paragraph, he says, so then you have another Isur Derabanan to like that you're it's possible to have a Shaliach who's a goy. And then in the end, the last bolded part, he says, Ikar ha Isur Amira Lenochri Bain Rishaba Bimyotov Ela El Midibrayam Shalot Eshaba Kala Bainea Am Bebali Laso Batsma. Right?
Right.
So those three things sort of seem to be separate. So I think you explained how they all fit together with the content and the reason, but I didn't fully understand.
Okay. So he's saying this. There's an Isser to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Right. Okay. Fine. Why? Okay, so the mechanism, the technical issue, is that we were metaking that there's shlichus. So when he does the malacha, he's your shlich to do malacha on Shabbos. And, right, shlichus shaladim kamoso, so it's like you did malacha on Shabbos. Okay. But there's no shlichus. No, midivisa from yeshlichus. That's the kufa of the takana, right? The takana is that there's yeshlichus. And that shlichus is basically, right, going to be, like, you know, across the board. And we can apply that, say, even outside of Shabbos, maybe, right? Why is there such a takana, right? What was the point of doing that? Why did you want to do that? Because if you could do it, ayde gai, right? Yehei kala ve'ine ha'am v'yavo lasus ba'atman. Right? So you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha because he's your shliach then, right? Now, why did we aser shlich? Why did we pretend that, why do we make up shlichus l'dvar avera for the guy? The answer is because, shaloi hey, because otherwise Shabbos would be kala ve'ine ha'am v'yavo lasus ba'atman. Right? So essentially what we're saying is like this. We don't want you to do Amir Lanachri, right? The mechanism of answering Amir Lanachri is Shalehei Kalabain is Shlichus, right? And the reason why the Svara for all this is because we don't want people to do it because then it'll be Kadesh Lotei Kalabain Eam Vivo Lasus Batman, right? So the sort of things that we want to answer is Amir Lanachri. The reason is Shalote Kalabeinov. The mechanism that we used was we invented Shlichus, right? Now, yeah, thank you. The interesting question always is, as we saw in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that when you have a reasoning and you have a mechanism, right, how much does the reasoning have to reflect the mechanism? And when there's a dissonance between those two, which one, you know, are we going to adjust the mechanism to the mechanism, the reasoning to the mechanism, or the mechanism to the reasoning? Or not, right? Do we say, oh, we're going to only apply shlichus or the Isra Amira, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if shlichus would really be applicable. Why? Because the only reason we made an Isra Amira is because it's mechzika shlichus, right? Or do we say, no, there's an Isra Amira. Yeah, we did it because of shlichus, but at the end of the day, the Isra is an Isra Amira, and that'll apply across the board, right? So, for example, can you on Shabbos tell a guy to do malacha? There's amira, but there's no to do a malacha after Shabbos. Well, there it's also a little bit tricky because you could say, oh, well, amira is to do an iser, and there's no iser because he would be doing it after Shabbos. So you can argue that there's no even amira. Okay. So far, so good. The Chatam Sofer just sort of adds in a very interesting added shita, which he says that Lo yaskir adam polon b'shabbos. Pirush Rashi, tiksiv mimso chafatzecha, v'nirli d'sheyahu anavi midoraisa ka'asarle. Okay, he thinks that hiring workers on Shabbos is actually asar midoraisa, right? As the Ramban says, mitzvah say d'tishbos tiksiv b'shabbos, shelo yehid yom ha'shabbos ki yom ha'chol. Okay, so the mitzvah say of tishbos that you can't, so that Shabbos can't be like a yom chol, right? And anything that makes Shabbos like a regular weekday would be Asr Midoraisa as part of the mitzvah sase of Tishbos. Okay, and therefore you can't you can't do work in finance, and you can't purchase merchandise and hire workers. Velases masa aktefo b'li hotza mershososhas. There will be a porter all day on Shabbos. Kol ilu in behem skila v'yish ben mitzvah sase de Tishbos doraisa. Right? Okay. Vihine, das Chavasiyar, the Chavasiyar says, did davar, the divrei navi, kai amso chafatzecha, liskor polim v'chadoma, avodas avoda, dechol, baha aser hadibar midoraisa, lomar ligai liskor lo polim, oso hadibar ba'atzmo aser. So he says, actually, Amir Lanachri is also midoraisa, right? But why? As part of the Isser of Tishbos. Ava lomar legay lahadlik lo ner v'chadome, right? Just do a stama malacha. Afal gavda malacha atzma chamura mikol makom amir lenachri b'zeh inu bechlal v'daber davar daraisa el darabanan amir lenachri shvas v'dvarav muchrachim. So he says, oh, actually, there's an iser daraisa, not just iser darabanan, of Shabbaton of shei shabascha shlotei shabascha chol, right? And therefore, amir lenachri is aster because right through amir lenachri you can make Shabbos into a regular day of chol. But that's only true on what? Dafka on malach on things that would make the Shabbos chol. So hiring polim through a guy would be ase Shabbos chol. It would that would be violate tishbos midah oraisa, right? But if you just have the guy light a candle for you, so that's just that's only aser midrabanan. It doesn't violate tishbos. So there is amir lenachri midah oraisa, but that's only true on cases where there's actually makes Shabbos chol. So using the Nachri to make Shabbos Chol is Daraisa. Using him just to light a candle would actually be only Asher Midraban. Okay? Now, then he says, and it can't be because of Shalichos, right? Because why? Linin Shabbos, Inyan Laman Yanuach, Lo Shaykh Shlucho Kimoso, Kivon de Gufo Shay Yisrael Naicho. Right? Saying the Chiyuv of Isra Malacha is a Chovas Hagof. Right, if I make you my shliach to put on tefillin, I'm not yotze because the mitzvah is to put the tefillin on me. If you put tefillin on me, then I'm yotze, right? But if you put tefillin on you, it's a chovas haguf, so I'm not yotze anything. So by malacha also, if the guy, even if there's shlichos to the guy is still doing the malacha himself. So he's doing the malacha, not me, right? So he says, then they, you can't apply shlichos, even if you think there are shlichos, even the darbanon, even the chumra v'chule, you still can't apply shlichos to amir lenachri, right? He says, ain't kavanas rashi shi'a mitam shlucho kimoso, ela dachachemim asru kol amalacha shasa gai al das Yisrael, aval lo mishum deba alma shlucho kimoso lechumra, ela debeshavis gazru chachamim amalachas agai ledas Yisrael, right? The rabbanon basically said, oh, you can't have a guy do malacha for Yisrael. But not because it is a shliach, right? But essentially because it's part of right this the idea of Shabbaton. That Shabbos needs to be Shabbos, right? So going back to Yair's point of oh, right, the kedusha Shabbos idea, but not the kedusha Shabbos idea of midrabanan, and not even the kedusha Shabbos because the objective malacha is not allowed to happen, but because it's asei Shabbos chachol, right? Okay, one second. So let's just do one more, just add that into the chart. All right, so over here, it's going to be Doraisa, so we'll make it black again. This is the Chatam Sofer says, oh wait, they say it's Shabbaton or Tishbo, so I just forget which pasuk he uses. He used Tishbos. Of Tishbos, right? Oh, whoops. Right, your involvement is pogeya, but it's because it's Osa Shabbos Chol, right? No, it's not the world's greatest chart, but it's Osa Shabbos Chol, and because it's Osa Shabbos Chol, that's going to be it's subjective again, right? But it's subjective, and it's Doraisa. Okay, and the idea of shlichus, he says, is really not relevant because it's a davar shebegufo. Okay, now one last, you know what? I'm going to think. Well, should we stop? We'll stop here. I will stop here. Yeah, and we'll stop. We'll stop from here, and we'll continue next time from the Avnei Nezer. Okay, shakach.